we're 5 minutes away from acquisition of the command module, Yankee Clipper. This is Apollo Control at 119 hours, 30 minutes. We will take the line down now for the news conference.
With the only men on Earth who have worked on the lunar surface, we have a tight schedule this morning. Neil and Buzz agreed to give us 30 minutes of their time. They're going to have to go back to get some sleep, and then they'll be up again all night tonight as they were last night, I guess it was. Do either of you have any opening observations, or should we go right to questions? I'm thinking particularly in the area of the EVA we just saw.
I guess we could just say that overall, from our point of view, was an extremely successful day. We didn't see anything. I didn't see anything in my observations of their activities that would indicate any significant surprises from the kinds of things that we ran into during our flight. In general, their observations seem to agree, and in fact, since they spent a bit more time than we did in making them, I'm sure that we'll add a great deal to what was observed.
This is Apollo Control at 120 hours, 2 minutes. That lunar plane change burn by Yankee Clipper was performed successfully. We do not have the actual Delta V achieved yet. We'll get that from the flight dynamics officer shortly. However, the burn was on time, and it was an 18-second burn as programmed. Was out of plane to the north and was expected to change the ground track 3.5 degrees to the north at the landing site. We'll join air to ground again live now.